What's happening on the big screen and the small? What to watch with Alexandra Helen Nicholas.
Yes, Alex Helen Nicholas joins us regularly to give us some recommendations. Alex, good evening. Welcome back to Nightlife.
Hi, always nice to be here.
Well, we've got a movie on Amazon Prime, a feature film called Jolt. Another movie called Spirited Away, and a TV show called The Pursuit of Love. Let's start with Jolt, J-O-L-T. What's all this?
So, look, film criticism and film critics are a funny thing. For all of our fancy dancing around about how clever we are and how knowledgeable we are, I think every film critic, there's one film that everybody loves or hates and you're on the other side of the fence. And this is the one for me. This has been really canned. This is not going well on things like Rotten Tomatoes. Critics do not like it. And I had a thoroughly great time with it. For most critics, this has been dismissed as dumb, big and silly. And I am the first person to agree this film is dumb, big and silly. And maybe it's my lockdown brain talking, but sometimes it's okay, I think, to need just something big, dumb and silly.
Mm-hmm.
This is directed by a woman called Tanya Wexler, and it starts Kate Beckinsale as a woman called Lindy. Now, the premise is ridiculous. She grows up with this kind of unrestrained, pathological, violent rage. Mm-hmm. It's a genetic disorder. And from childhood, this condition sees her separated from her family. She's isolated. She's experimented on. And the only thing that works for her as a young woman is sort of this medieval electrified harness, which is attached to a red button that she presses and it sort of zaps her. And when she gets this jolt, hence the title, it calms her down. And this is her path to a kind of normal life.
This does sound ridiculous, but
it's so big and silly. I mean, it's absurd. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And I am the first person to say this. So this harness thing is invented by her psychiatrist, played by the glorious Stanley Tucci. And I will admit that could be a bias point for me. Mm-hmm. And he encourages her to have, try to have a normal life. You've got this harness. It's keeping you a little bit calm and stops you from beating people up. Maybe you can have a normal life. Maybe you can go on a date, which she does. And she meets a nice man who she doesn't want to kill. And even if you don't have this condition that Lindy has, I think for a lot of women going on a blind date and meeting a man that you don't want to kill, it's a bit of a big deal. He ends up murdered just after she's met him and kind of starts falling for him. And so she decides that she's going to put her biological rage to good use, mm-hmm. which brings her to the attention of two investigating cops played by Laverne Cox and Bobby Cannavale. This is not Shakespeare. This film is absolutely not going to get Oscar nominations. It's not going to make end of year top 10 lists. As I said, it's loud, it's fast, and it's pretty silly. But I loved it. I just thought this was so much fun.
So she goes on. So she's off to find the killer.
Yep.
And presumably, of course, Crow causes mayhem along the way.
Exactly, because she's biologically, it's natural for her to be violent. So she's worked very hard to restrain this violence, and now suddenly she has a reason, a very good reason, to be violent. So it's a kind of vigilante. Film. And so there's lots of action, lots of kicking. It's a good kicking film. It's a good angry woman film. But what I love about this film is the screenplay. I don't think there's anything more precious in the world in a way than really solid banter. And I think we're perhaps blessed in Australia with the gift of banter. I think it's something built into our national psyche. But in a screenplay, when you get good banter, it's a gift. There's lots of jokes about angry women and that time of the month. So in a funny way, this isn't a deep or profound film, and I'm probably oversharing here and getting a bit personal, but I have a condition called PMDD, which is premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which is basically, it's not that well known, but it's basically like turbocharged PMS. And until I got treatment for this, I basically felt like Lindy in this film. I didn't have the body count. There wasn't much. I wasn't violent. But this feeling of unrestrained biological hormonal rage, I've never seen it in film before. And I got such a kick out of it. So maybe I have that personal bias. But just seeing this big, dumb, silly film with this glorious angry woman. It was just fun.
Okay. All right, now here's a clip from it. In this clip, the vest, the gadget that Lindy, that's Kate Beckinsale, uses to jolt her back to normal is broken. So she takes it to Dr. Munchen, who's played by Stanley Tucci, to fix it.
It's not working. Okay, fix it.
You're probably just building up a tolerance.
No, I'm not.
Look, this is cutting-edge, avant-garde treatment.
Okay, well, I'm sure you'll get the Nobel Prize once you're dead.
Is that a threat?
Can you fix it or not?
All right. Here. Your emotions must be running pretty high in order for you to override the system.
Yeah, I have an unnaturally high level of cortisol, so my emotions are running high all the time.
But you cannot keep using biochemistry as an excuse all the time.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Big, dumb fun.
All right, it's called Jolt. It's now, to watch this, it's on Amazon Prime, is it?
It is.
Okay. All right, now, another movie, Spirited Away. This is going to go to cinemas. In places where cinemas are available, I guess.
I'm here to help. Yeah. I'm here not to exclude anybody.
All right. So it's called Spirited Away. So tell us about this.
I'm a little bit of a sourpuss, verging on cynical, I think, when it comes to children's animated film that are promoted very heavily to adults as, you know, that cliched for the young and the young at heart. I find that a little bit patronizing to kids, a little bit patronizing to adults. I know some people love it, but for me, whenever I hear that phrase, for the young and the young at heart, I get a little twitchy, I'm a bit of a curmudgeon maybe. But even such a, you know, cranky puss like me, I will admit that there are some films that are just universal in terms of both the age of the audience that they appeal to and the audience, you know, wherever you are in the world. So Hayao Miyazaki and the animated films of Japan Studio Ghibli are really exhibit A here. I mean, this is top shelf stuff. And I would argue, and I know that many people would agree, that Spirited Away is really exhibit A here. This is a release that is celebrating its 20th anniversary. And just with lockdown, just so everybody's sort of up on how to catch this, the 20th anniversary version is being released in cinemas, or is released in cinemas in Queensland, the ACT, Western Australia, Tasmania, and a few lucky places in New South Wales. Madman, who are distributing it, they're saying that currently lockdown Victoria, South Australia, and New South Wales are to follow. So basically, wherever you are, just keep an eye out for this one. We're in a strange time. So just keep an eye out. You can, you know, it's a 20-year-old film. You can get to see this.
Okay. All right. This is a little from it, from Spirited Away.
I just remembered something from a long time ago. I think it may help you. Once when I was little, I dropped my shoe into a river. When I tried to get it back, I fell in. I thought I'd drown, but the water carried me to shore. It finally came back to me. The river's name was the Kohaku River. I think that was you. And your real name is Kohaku River.
Chihiro, I remember I was the spirit of the Kohaku River.
A river spirit?
My name is the Kohaku River.
Yes, there we go. All right, now, there's a TV show called The Pursuit of Love, set in Europe before World War II. This is based on a Nancy Mitford novel.
It is. So this starts on Amazon Prime from the 30th of July, and I really needed this right now. This is what I call fuzzy cardigan viewing. You know, it has that same feeling of it just being wrapped up in a nice fluffy blanket. It's a three-part series, and it is an adaptation of this very famous 1945 novel. It's been remade before, but this is so hip and so much fun. It's written and directed and has a small starring role by Emily Mortimer, who Australian audiences in particular might know from Relic. She played the mother in Relic. And she has cast Emily Beecham, who I spoke about a few weeks ago when we were talking about a movie called Little Joe. Emily Beecham won the Best Actress Award at Cannes in 2019. Now, Beecham plays Fanny Logan, who with her best friend, cousin Linda, played by Lily James, they're young women. They want to experience the world. They want life. They want ups. They want downs. They want adventures. They're sort of stuck on this very opulent country estate, and they dream of excitement and true love and all the things that young women dream of. When it arrives in this shape of a parade of men, it turns out to be a little bit more than they bargained for. This is amazingly stylish. It's so much fun. It's at times, I think, more music video than it is the sort of dry BBC historical melodrama that we might think of. It's very spunky. It's very cheeky. It's very, high energy and fun. It's not going to change your life, but it will absolutely cheer you up. It's just a whirlwind of colour and energy and just good old-fashioned girl power. You need it in your life.
In this clip, a family argument over separating Linda Radlett from her best friend and cousin Fanny Logan.
Fanny, you will go straight home. Emily can try to control you in the future, if she can. But you'll go the same way as your mother, the bolter, as sure as eggs is eggs.
Why, you can't keep us locked up forever. We're practically middle-aged women.
Don't interrupt your father.
Fanny is a scarlet woman. That's what we'd have called her in the old days.
I didn't even want to go.
And as for you, miss, you're worse. Worse than the bolter. Imagine that.
Please stop it about the bolter. No one here is like her.
It's so unfair because I always feel like I'm the terrible person and then Linda always seems so innocent.
I blame that depraved sewer, Merlin.
Merlin's not depraved. He travels abroad and reads books and is sophisticated.
Travels abroad.
Who is the, dear me, who's the dreadful family tyrant?
Oh, there's one in every family, come on.
All right, it's called The Pursuit of Love. And that's on Amazon Prime. All right, some stars for the movie Jolt?
Jolt, I give 3.5 out of 5.
I thought you might, yes, okay. And Spirited Away, it's a classic, isn't it?
It really is. Do get to see this re-release in any way you can. And I know not for everybody that's possible with, just check your lockdown regions and check your local cinemas. But, 5 out of 5. It's okay. A classic.
All right. And The Pursuit of Love?
That starts on the 30th of July on Amazon Prime. I give that 4 out of 5.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Alex.
Cheers. Have a good one.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.